Primum querite regnum Dei, et omnia dicientur obis dicit
June 30, Galatians 5, 1 and 13 to 18. Christ set us free, or that we should remain free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be fastened again to the yoke of slavery. After all, brothers, you were called to be free. Do not use your freedom as an opening for self-indulgence, but be servants to one another in love. Since the whole of the law is summarized in the one commandment, you must love your neighbor as yourself. If you go snapping at one another and tearing one another to pieces, take care, you will be eaten up by one another. Instead, I tell you, be guided by the Spirit, and you will no longer yield to self-indulgence. The desires of self-indulgence are always in opposition to the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are in opposition to self-indulgence. They are opposites one against the other. That is how you are prevented from doing the things that you want to. But when you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The words of today are showing us very clear how important it is to be very attentive with our spiritual life. First, you hear that St. Paul said that we are free people in Christ. We are not longer called to fulfill the whole law, which was given to the people of Israel to prepare the coming of Christ. But now, with the coming of Christ, we have a direct way to God our Father. But this does not mean that we should take care less to keep the commandments of the Lord. In contrast, we received the Lord, and also the Lord will expect the Lord from us. When the fullness of grace comes to us, then we should better fight against the temptations of our flesh. But this we only can do if we walk in the Spirit, if we look for that we are deeper and deeper unified with our Lord. This is not only for the sins against the real way of sexuality. It might be very hard for some people. No, we have also to take care about our thoughts, about our words, about all we find in our heart. We have to go our way with God and always to take care that we will not go away to the periphery of the life. Of course, we are not always in prayer, not always in contemplation, and a lot of impressions are coming to us which asking for our attentiveness. But we have to make a very clear discernment. If the dynamic of the things and what we experience will occupy us, or if we can integrate them in our spiritual life. Let's give a little example. We want to go for 1 hour to the Holy Sacrament. On the way to the sacrament, we met a person who is very well known with us. And this person is glad to see us and starts to speak with us. Well, in the first moment, we know, yes, we want to go to prayer because the Lord is waiting. And what the other person is talking is not so important. But then we don't want to hurt another people and don't stop the talking. And with the last words, he speaks about something which is interesting for us. so we start to get curious. So we can see two elements are taking away our freedom. And the freedom is to do the right thing, to go to prayer. One is that we have fear before a human being to stop the talking. And the curiosity, which lets us not remind that we want to go now to prayer. But if we are going in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, then we will not lose the hierarchy of the things. Nothing is in this case more important than to go to prayer. We can talk in politeness and love shortly to the other person. That means to integrate the meeting with him on our way, but we remain in the most important thing, to go to the prayer, and we will stop after a short while to talk. It's very important for a principle, for a good spiritual way, to look for the right hierarchy. What is the most important? And what comes after the most important? And what has to be done in the right order? The longing of our flesh will create a spiritual disorder if it is not formed and educated by the Holy Spirit. In our meditation from the 28th of June 2019, we spoke about simplicity of the heart. Today, we hear that we are called for freedom. Simplicity and freedom are very important words for our spiritual life. So I would like to speak about them more precisely in the next meditations. So it will be a little excursus, which will help us to deepen our spiritual path.
The communion verse we listen to says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you."
Noli emular in malignantibus, neque celaveris facientes iniquitates.